The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to start off with Raleigh Little Theater. The box office number is 919-821-3111. Online information can be found at RaleighLittleTheater.org. Okay, November 30th through December 16th, it's the musical comedy Cinderella. The holiday sugar plum for the whole family, just the right mixture of comedy and romance, can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. Then on January 20th at Raleigh Little Theater, Triangle African American Theater Preview 2019. Celebrate the rich and diverse season of African American theater in the Triangle. The Triangle Friends of African American Arts is bringing together several performing arts organizations to showcase the wonderful African American plays and musicals that will hit the Triangle stages in 2019. January 11th through the 27th, Measure for Measure. Vienna is beset with brothels and loose morality, and it's up to the Duke to provide some divine intervention. Shakespeare's comedy centers around the fate of Claudio, who was arrested by Lord Angelo, the temporary leader of Vienna. Angelo lusts after Claudio's sister, Isabella, an aspiring nun, and gives her an ultimatum. Give up her chastity or her brother dies. Her decision ignites an exploration of agency, abuse of power, and the intersection of virtue and sin in one of Shakespeare's great plays. February 15th through the 24th at Raleigh Little Theater, it's Junie B. Jones, the musical. And then there's a sensory-friendly performance of Junie B. Jones on March 2nd. March 8th through the 24th, Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. And then April 12th through the 28th, Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. Okay, moving on to Duke performances. The box office number there is 919-684-44. Let me try that one again. The box office number is 919-684-4444. And all shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. We're going to start off Saturday, December 1st with the Calidore String Quartet. The quartet is one of the premier chamber ensembles in a generation of exciting new chamber talent. Since forming in Los Angeles, the spirited Calidore, a portmanteau of its native state and the French word for golden, has gathered an impressive list of honors, including a Stony Brook residency and the University of Michigan's inaugural M-Prize, and this takes place at Baldwin Auditorium. Monday, December 3rd, in the jazz tradition, Inyena Freelon. Freelon does not simply interpret the standards of the Great American Songbook. She reinvents them entirely, stretching their melodies and pushing and pulling at their meters until they are reborn. A 7 o'clock show is already sold out. The second performance starts at 9, and this is all at the Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Tuesday, December 4th, once again, in the jazz tradition, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. Savant is a stunning singer with a peerless style and a knack for finding obscure jazz and blues songs and giving them new life. In just 5 years, Savant has gone from an unknown upstart to the brightest new star in the jazz firmament, winning Best Jazz Vocal Grammys for consecutive albums and resurrecting popular interest in the form. Once again, the 7 o'clock show is sold out. The second performance starts at 9. This is all, once again, at the Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Wednesday, December 5th, another in the jazz tradition, Nellie McKay. McKay arrived on the music scene like an exclamation mark. Get Away From Me, her astounding 2004 debut, believed to be the first double-disc introduction to any jazz singer, upended the norms of piano-backed jazz with tempestuous bits of reggae and rock, bursts of hip-hop and pop, and a seamless merger of musical erudition and the thematic irreverence. Performances at 7 and 9, again, the Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Then Thursday, December 6th, in the jazz tradition, Catherine Russell. Russell was born into jazz royalty, the daughter of Louis Russell, Louis Armstrong's longtime musical director, and Carlene Ray, who collaborated with the great Mary Lou Williams and played guitar for the legendary International Sweethearts of Rhythm. The New York native was raised on the best jazz the world had to offer. Friday, December 7th, in the jazz tradition, Jasmia Horn. In 2015, Horn strode onto the stage of the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition and left a panel of esteemed judges slack-jawed in astonishment. For her performance, she selected Evidence, a devilishly difficult Monk number that demands total dynamic control from the performer, and jubilantly scattered her way through its vaulting melody and twisting meter. Shows again 7 and 9 at the Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Friday, December 7th, New York Polyphony, Sing Thee Noel. Praised for a rich, natural sound that's larger and more complex than the sum of its parts by NPR, and for beautifully blended voices of individual distinction, that from the independent. New York Polyphony has made a name for itself by exploring the similarities between ancient and modern music. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Another in the jazz tradition on Saturday and Sunday, December 8th and 9th, it's the North Carolina Central University Vocal Jazz Ensemble. The ensemble, directed by Lenora Helm Hammonds, was named Best Choir at the annual HBCU Awards ceremony, recognizing the excellence of more than 100 historically black colleges and universities in the nation. Both shows are at 1 o'clock at Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Saturday, December 8th, Duke performances. We're back with the in the jazz tradition, Renee Marie. The rise of Renee Marie embodies the triumphant spirit of song. A talented teenage bandleader in her small Virginia hometown, Marie shelved her musical aspirations for decades, returning to the stage only after her oldest son urged her to sing again at the age of 41. When her husband delivered an edict, "Leave music or me," she chose music, a move that gave jazz a commanding new voice. Shows are at 7 and 9, Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Sunday, December 9th, in the jazz tradition, Kate McGarry. For the Grammy-nominated McGarry, jazz has never been an endpoint, safely sealed off from the rest of the musical world. Instead, it is an entryway, a place into which she can pull the songs and sounds she loves from a wide musical world. Shows at 6 and 8 at the Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Monday, December 10th, in the jazz tradition, Charles Lloyd and the Marvels and Lucinda Williams. This program is scheduled for 8 o'clock at the Carolina Theater of Durham. Friday, January 25th, Jeremy Dink on piano. In the 2 decades since he claimed Juilliard's Venerable Piano Recital Debut Award, Durham native Jeremy Dink has become one of his generation's most in-demand instrumentalists and, at the New Yorker, one of its most astute critics. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. All right, Arts NC State, Ticket Central in Thompson Hall. You can call 919-515-1100. And we're going to talk about the music department at NC State. Most events occur at Stewart Theater at 7, unless noted. Thursday, November 29th, it's the Symphonic Band. Friday, November 30th, Acapology. Saturday, December 1st, Grains of Time. Sunday, December 2nd, Wolfgang Acapella. Thursday, December 6th, Wind Ensemble and Jazz Ensemble 1 Holiday Concert. Friday, December 7th, Choral Holiday Concert. Saturday, December 8th, Ladies in Red. Then it switches to January, and we'll just feature one here. Thursday, January 17th, PMC Lecture, Tammy Kernodle, Black Women and Civil Rights Music. This is at Kennedy McAwee Studio Theater at 7 o'clock. And at Carolina Performing Arts, all programs start at 8 unless noted. Saturday and Sunday, December 1st and 2nd, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. Carolina Ballet's evergreen family favorite, The Nutcracker, returns to Memorial Hall, a near-perfect holiday tradition filled with beloved characters and illusions. Again, this is at Memorial Hall. Performances at 2 and 8 on December 1st, and then 2 o'clock on December 2nd. Tuesday, December 11th, Carolina Performing Arts, Jazz at Lincoln Center with Wynton Marsalis. Big Band Holidays. The tradition continues. Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and an all-star roster of guest vocalists celebrate holiday standards in new and traditional arrangements of Yuletide favorites. The Big Band Holidays concert is perfect for jazz lovers and families alike. Memorial Hall at 7:30. Friday, January 11th, Luca DeBarge on piano. DeBarge is a young phenomenon. His focus on classical music follows a youth spent playing bass in rock and jazz bands. His style embodies the improvisatory spirit of the Baroque and classical repertoires, and his interpretations are unmistakably original. This also at Memorial Hall. Checking out some of the communities in the Triangle area and Apex at Halley Cultural Arts Center. Friday through Sunday, November 30th through December 2nd, Dances of the Nutcracker. This is from Infinity Ballet. Friday through Sunday, December 7th through the 9th, Last Minute Wishes and Karaoke Christmas. About those shows, Last Minute Wishes takes place on Christmas Eve, the busiest shopping day at Carrington's department store. Meet all the crazy characters that enter the store to shop and how they interact with each other. This story will warm your heart and remind you of the true meaning of the holiday season. Now, Karaoke Christmas takes place at Mistletoe Middle School at the annual Christmas party. Enjoy fun holiday songs as DJ Jingles takes us down memory lane as students sing and dance in a karaoke night all their own. Saturday, December 15th at Halley Cultural Arts Center, Handel's Messiah Part 1 featuring the Concert Singers of Cary. The 30-voice chamber choir will be joined by 10 members of the North Carolina Baroque Orchestra to present G.F. Handel's iconic work, Part 1, plus the Hallelujah Chorus. It starts at 7:30, December 15th. At the Garner Performing Arts Center, Friday, December 7th, Christmas with Chris Golden. If anyone spends any time listening to, asking about, or reading over any material pertaining to Christian country music, they will not get very far without discovering the name Chris Golden. It seems as though every song has some ties to this powerhouse of talent. Friday, December 14th at Garner Performing Arts, Jazz Dinner featuring the John Brown Quartet. The quartet brings their time-honored bebop and hard bop jazz for an intimate evening of dinner and music. You'll enjoy dinner on the stage, catered by Unforgettable Food Affairs. After dinner, you'll be entertained by Brown's quartet, bringing new life to some of the best-known classics from the Great American Songbook and holiday favorites. Dinner is at 7, and the concert starts at 8. Saturday and Sunday, December 15 and 16, A Motown Christmas. Featuring some of the Triangle's most gifted singers and musicians, this musical review showcases original Christmas and holiday songs by Motown's most celebrated artists. Both performances start at 3. Saturday, January 26, Garner Performing Arts Center, Broadway Voices with Jeff Creedy. At the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, November 29th through December 1st, Babes in Toyland. Just in time for the holidays, Carolina Children's Theater brings you another family classic, Babes in Toyland. This charming musical tale through the worlds of Mother Goose Land and Toyland will delight you and your entire family. Saturday, December 8th, Santa Dance. This is from the Route 55 Jazz Band. Saturday, December 15th, Nutcracker Tea Party. This is an interactive storybook dance adventure, including crafts, tea party treats, and fun for the whole family. The event will be held at 1 and again at 4. Saturday, December 15th, Winter Wonderland. This is the Holly Springs Community Band. All right, the Clayton Center. Box office number is 919-553-1737. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, December 1st, A Clayton Christmas presented by the Around Town Singers and Orchestra. Enjoy an old-fashioned Christmas show the way they used to be. Sing along to all your favorite songs of the season, plus enjoy comedy, carols, and a sing-along. And you won't want to miss it. Starts at 7. Sunday, December 2nd at the Clayton Center, The Nutcracker, presented by Tippy Toes Dance Studio. That starts at 6. Friday, December 7th, Fabulous Equinox Orchestra. The orchestra swings back through Clayton with a holiday show guaranteed to brighten the season. Enjoy holiday classics along with your favorite American standards, presented with the charm and extraordinary jazz musicianship of Jeremy Davis, Clay Johnson, and the Equinox Orchestra. And Saturday, December 15th, A Christmas Spectacular, presented by the Johnston County Chorus. There are two performances. One of them is at 2 o'clock, and the other is at 7. All right, let's take a quick look at things going on in Cary these days. And the following events are part of the Marvelous Music Series, all taking place at the Cary Arts Center. Saturday, December 15th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. During this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful condensed version of the holiday classic. The Nutcracker Suite starts at 11 a.m. Then the Paige Walker Arts and History Center in Cary Saturday, December 1st, there's an holiday open house. Get into the holiday spirit with some old-fashioned Christmas fun and learn about the Victorian holiday traditions while touring the 1868 Historic Hotel. This is a free event. Then Cary Town events, and these are all at the Cary Arts Center, Friday through Tuesday, November 30th through December 3rd, a 1940s radio Christmas carol, a festive comedy mixing heart-tugging wartime pathos with the fun and excitement of a live radio play presentation of The Christmas Carol, and a spur-of-the-moment film noir parody. That is sprinkled with delightful music from 1940s-era swing arrangements, Christmas carols and standards, and fun original songs in the World War II period style. Tuesday, December 4th, at the Cary Arts Center, the Really Terrible Orchestra of the Triangle presents 10 Years of Terrible. Much to our delight and, frankly, our amazement, the Really Terrible Orchestra of the Triangle will be celebrating its 10-year anniversary this December. Join us for a very special evening of music and humor, along with great moments from our past and the expectation of joy in the future. Wednesday, December 5th, General Assembly Chorus Holiday Concert. The chorus will present a holiday concert featuring traditional Christmas songs and other holiday favorites. Saturday, December 8th, Concert Singers of Cary present Holiday Pops Concert. Sunday, December 9th, Triangle Wind Ensemble presents Tis the Season. That starts at 4. Friday, December 14th through Sunday, December 16th, Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. Friday and Saturday, December 21st and 22nd, Campanaria Ballet Company presents The Nutcracker. And then Friday, December 28th, Town of Cary presents Kwanzaa. Don't miss this communal cultural celebration that honors African-American people and their heritage. All right, let's take a look at some of the music festivals going on around North Carolina. November 30th through December 1st, it's Balsam Range Art of Music Festival, and this is at Lake Junaluska. The popular bluegrass band from Haywood County presents 2 days of evening concerts featuring some top nationally touring artists in the field of bluegrass and acoustic music. The festival site is the Lake Junaluska Conference and Retreat Center. Then on Saturday, December 15th, Winter Music Fest in Morganton. The Evening of Music is a fundraiser for Casting for Hope, a nonprofit that helps women in Western North Carolina who are living with ovarian or other gynecological cancers through limited financial assistance. The festival site is the City of Morganton Municipal Auditorium. January 11th through the 13th, Big Band and Swing Dance Weekend, that is in Asheville. In addition to evening concerts and dances featuring the headliner, the weekend includes dance instruction, afternoon tea dance, Sunday brunch, and guided history tours of the resort hotel. The festival site is the Omni Grove Park Inn. January 31st through February 2nd, North Carolina Jazz Festival. That takes place in Wilmington at the Hilton Wilmington Riverside. All right, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts through December 24th. It is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical. The beloved TV classic soars off the screen and onto the stage this holiday season. Come see all your favorite characters from the special, including Santa and Mrs. Claus, of course, Hermie the Elf, Bubble the Abominable Snow Monster, Clarice, Yukon Cornelius, and, of course, Rudolph. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Through December 2nd, it's at Aladdin and His Winter Wish. This is a North Carolina theater event based on the Aladdin fairy tale of a street rat with a dream. This holiday, this special holiday-themed production follows the style of the traditional British panto, with singing, swinging, and soaring adventure that features family-friendly magic, comedic twists, contemporary music, and more. And it's all at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, November 30th, the North Carolina Symphony Friday favorite, Holiday Pops, Maymandy Concert Hall, and it starts at noon. Friday and Saturday, November 30th and December 1st, Mozart Mass. This is North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. December 5th through the 9th, A Christmas Carol, a musical comedy adaptation of the Dickens classic. The show has been performed annually since 1974 and has been named one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. This at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday, December 6th, it's Lisa Loeb. Lisa is a touring artist, author, and philanthropist who started her career with the platinum-selling number one hit song, Stay, I Missed You, from the film Reality Bites. A trailblazing independent artist, Lisa was the first pop musician to have a number one single while not signed to a recording contract. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Then Saturday, December 8th, Patton Oswalt. Of course, he's an actor, comedian, and writer. And his show is at Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. And it's Sunday, December 9th, Christmas Presents, Maymandy Concert Hall at 7. Tuesday, December 11th, Joy of the Season, North Carolina Master Chorale. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall at 7:30. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.